Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Gunnick Picks. I'm on the show with Long Island Joe tonight. It appears you're experiencing a little difficulty, but if you can hear me, can you just bear with me, and I'll be right with you guys in just a hot second. Let's try to figure out what's going on.
Welcome to Class Law Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Race to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Glad to be here one more time. I had a little problem here just a while ago with the internet, but we're here. I was just thinking of tonight's topic, who is true grudge racer to the game. And it don't have to be just because he does the racing. It's what he contributes, how to help out, whatever. If you got somebody that you want to recognize and thank him for it, you know, I think you should go ahead and thank him over the air right now. Let him know we appreciate the person. There are a lot of guys out there that's been behind the scenes that people just don't really know what they really do. Like Larry Custom T does a lot. You know, if somebody wrecks their car, he actually is there to help out. You know, if someone's in need, he's there. I got to give him the credit. You know, you got a lot of guys out there that doesn't like to turn around and take the credit, but I think they should get a little pat on the back for it. And I'm going to tell you, I got a person out here. I got to say, my hats go off to Motor City Mafia. Those guys right there, it's true to the game. They heard everything that went down at Fayetteville. And Junior, Little Tony, Leroy, the whole bit, the whole crew called me up. Tell me, said, I want to take care of that bill. I want to pay for it. Whatever it is, I want to take it. And it was just a gesture. It wasn't that I took the money. I didn't take it. But it was a thought. And for someone to do that, that took a lot. I mean, there ain't too many people like that would say, I know it's wrong, and that's not right. Some guy stood back, knew it wasn't right. Instead of saying, open up their mouth and say something to the guy, they didn't say anything. These guys stood their ground. So anytime somebody can do that, hats off to them. There ain't too many guys that would do that. Take a stance. When you know something's right, hey, sometimes you got to go against your grain. You got to turn around and tell them, look, you're wrong, do the right thing. And we can have better races that way, not turn around and shicing somebody out of a race. But had a few little problems this week. But hopefully I'm getting out of it. Everybody know I want to thank everybody for sending their prayers to me. But I sure used it. I sure needed it. They said they had me in the office, and I said it was the first trauma thing they had when I walked in there. They thought it was going to go along smooth, but nothing goes along smooth, and ended up being a little trauma. The first trauma victim was me. So I told my wife at the time, she happened to be there, I said, I'm getting hot and getting cold. You better catch me because I'm getting ready to go out of here. And just so happened that they caught it in time. So now I just wait out and go on God's hands. But I'm opening up the mic right quick because I can't really talk that long because I'm still in my pain and basically taking medicine and trying to get back to health, trying to get right. But I'm going to open this here mic up here. I'm going to open up 202-7381. Your mic open.
What's going on now?
Hey, what's going on, Big George? How's everything?
Hey. Ain't nothing, man. Chilling. I'd like to take my hat off to you first, you know. Hope you get to what you got to go to. My prayers out to you. I guess everybody should appreciate the effort you are putting, you, Custom T, putting out for the grudge races. I mean, it's a heck of a topic you brought up. I mean, you can say a whole lot of people. I mean, yourself, you know, you will step to the bat and grudge run anybody. I mean, that's, you should be honored that. But you also have a lot of grudge races, which, like you said, just in the back that don't actually get credit they should get. But, I mean, you got a lot of good, successful grudge races, just real diehard grudge races, you know, and that's a really good topic that you brought up.
There's a lot of guys out there. I'll just tell you that I found out a lot of things about a lot of guys lately. And one of the guys like Big Ball Factor, every year they feed everybody that comes down to Fayetteville. They put a big cookout just for the people the needy. They don't care who it is. They take care of everything. They don't ask for $1. Now,
right.
That's saying something. That's really saying something. You know? I mean, anytime you can do something like that, my hat's off to you. Not turn around and always think you can just take, give something back. I mean, I got to say that man's been giving quite a bit. There ain't too many guys that can turn around and you can say they give back, you know. And that's why I say there's a lot of guys out there that we just don't know what they really do, you know, whether it be for the kids or anything. Mm-hmm.
Well, you also got to recognize, too, in order to make good grudge races, you got a lot of good supporters that actually support the shows. I mean, the spectators, a lot of diehard spectators, man. And good grudge races have good spectators. That's what pumps everything up. So, I mean, it plays favor all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like myself, I had a race this weekend, but I lost. But I, you know, it don't really bother me. But I explained to the guys if I'm trying to support the grudge game, whoever I pick the race, I have to race them. Because a lot of people, the race I had this weekend, I mean, a lot of people come down and support it, an actual race, you know. Like I told the guys, if I say I'm going to race somebody, I got to race them, I mean, regardless of win, lose, or draw. And that's what I try to point out to a lot of grudge racers within the DMV. It don't make no difference whether you win or lose. I mean, if you put it out there, you have to follow up with it, even in good sportsmanship. And, you know, I stand firm behind that. And I've been successful. I mean, I've been racing. I got the same style of racing I had for a long time. I learned from guys older than me, street racing. You know, I believe running off the trailer. When we street race, we didn't race on worse streets than track events. So now guys want to race in shakedowns and track network, and that's excuses.
Yeah, they're going to watch you make a pass, and they got to clock you. And I believe if you come in there, you should be ready early. That's all too. If you already got the deposit up, you want to shake down a 60-foot, go ahead, shake it down. You ain't going to go through the whole quarter or whatever. If you want to do that, you can do it. Some people can turn around, you know, if your car's right, hey, guess what? You know what you are, and that's it. I mean, if you just put it together overnight, now that might be a different story. But to stay on the behalf of you, George, you have took races on I wouldn't even think of taking on. I ain't going to lie to you. My hat go out there because I ain't going to lie to you. There's some races that you did that I wasn't really tempted to do. And I think sometimes they take advantage of you now because they say, there ain't nothing else going on. So, hey, Big Georgia race. Let's go to Big George. No, it's not fair, but they don't want to make it fair. So they want a guaranteed win because, you know, you don't want to go home without getting a race. So that's what happens a lot of times. You can go to some of these shows, everybody's so scared, and I'm telling you, there's not even a tent separating them, but they won't go out there. Now, if they got a tent of two tents on you, then they're going out there racing. But if they don't, if it's one of them cars, if say both cars are going from say 570s, 580s, man, you barely ever see those race happen. Now, one car going 590s and the other one going 550s, oh, yeah, they're definitely going to race then. Because he knows he got a DW. And you ever, that's why so many times you go to track and nothing happens, nothing going on. Because some of these guys just want to make sure they got a DW ahead of time. They ain't going to go out there and take that chance. You know, it could be whoever moves it that day or whatever. You won't see that happen. Not too many races like that. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, my hat goes off to Young Stan because he took on Dwayne. And then my hat goes off to Dwayne. He took him on. He went on out there. You know, that big block versus small block. They went out there and they did it. You know, they just said, heck with it. We're going to do it. That's what racing is about. You know, not turning around, got to get the guy time and all that crap. Hey, at the end of the race, Dwayne went and looked at his motor, saw it, no problem.
You know what I would like to see really, Joe, and it's just a suggestion. I would like to see really the girls racers when they get all in four. You let the fans pick who should race each other. I mean, you're gonna really better race like that because the fans almost know who close to who. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know how it is. I'm trying to tell you. You know, it's one of those things now. There's two bad jokers. They're always going to fight. They're bullies. They're bullies all the time. But they're always beating up on a little guy. You never see those two bullies going at each other, knowing it would be perfectly good race, a good fight, really good one. You know what I mean? That's what I hate. I hate to see these bullying guys. These guys get on the car, going to jump on somebody, outclass the guy by, oh, my God. You know how it goes.
But people know.
Them bullies get it.
They get it in the end,
though.
They get it.
Yeah, sooner or later, but, you know.
Yeah, they don't get it.
It's a shame how the racing goes. And that's what killed the classes. I hate to say it. You know, I remember going, I'll tell you right now, I remember the class race. We went down to, we used to go to Orlando. Every year, everybody go to Orlando. Guys from Long Island. Just about every last one of them in the qualifying. Maybe they qualify low or whatever, high. But they get there. Now, get it. You can't deal with it because it's a money thing. You could not even be there. It's a money thing, and that's all to it. You ain't got the bullies in there. How can you even compete? I mean, come on. You know, it got out of hand, and that's the reason why a lot of guys went to grudge racing. So heck with it. And you're not only that. You gotta look at this way. You run your car to death, and what do you get out of that whole day or those 2 days? You know, and you look at it and you say, wow, man, I didn't make nothing. I didn't even pay for the part. You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh. If you broke the transmission and you didn't get enough money for the transmission, but you put on a heck of a show for everybody else, you know? And that's when it's bad. And that's why we got to start turning around. That's why we try to take care of the grudge racers itself. And now, if you look at it, what do you see? Class races trying to become grudge races.
Right.
Because the pots are better, the people are treating them better, and that's what's going on. They don't have to turn around and get into a thing $500 to enter and only $1,500 to win or $2,000. And come on. Now they go in there, like on Piedmont on April 26th. You go in there, it's $3,000 a win, $400 an entry fee. That's it. It's not gonna be a big group. We're gonna keep them down minimum as possible. Keep you from running your car so much. And we wanna do all the other classes the same way. And if you can't have something like that, you know. Everybody always wants to put it on the racer's back. We already know everything is tight now, so you know what I mean? Like they said, sometimes the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Well, we trying to even it out a little bit, trying to help out a little.
Y'all actually doing a good job with it. I mean, all around the world. I mean, you know, this world racing is really pushing up to the top. I mean, it's getting real interesting. I've got a lot of guys the thing I'm giving at Colonial Beach, the 18th, I mean, a lot of guys like it, and they're actually asking me to get in it, you know, and it's real interesting, and it's getting better and better for it.
You know,
and
like,
also, Kenny Beecham and Kenny Beecham, and you don't like calling Big A Kenny. Kenny Beecham and Shake Down Kenny ran yesterday. It was a real nice race. That was a real good
race.
And
what was the outcome?
Kenny Beecham beat him.
Okay.
Kenny Beecham, he beat him. It was a good clean race. I mean, I told him I had to Kenny. He looked real good. I mean, Kenny Shake Down, he looked real good. Kenny Beecham looked good too. So I mean, he actually took the one, but it was a good race to watch. You know, from they've been going back and forth with each other, and they actually got it on. That was good. I like that was a good race, a real good race, man. They fought for it and they went at it. I tipped my hat to them two guys too.
I mean, you know what? You got to look at it this way. You see kids coming up, and what are they looking at? What they see. And sometimes, you know it is. I mean, I got to lie to you. There's certain guys that, you know, just appeal to you, and you're going to follow that guy. So, man, when I get a little big, I'm going to try to do like he did. And it's one of those idols. That's why my hat's off to certain races that really did some certain things that made you turn around and wanted to be like them. And then you wanted to be in the race game. But then you got some races that can turn you off from the race game. And, you know who you are. I'm not going to have to say no names. I'd rather not, you know. I'd rather just keep it the way it is so it can grow and get bigger and bigger. I mean, everybody, we at the end of the year, we already had said it, and I'm going to tell you just how it was. We're planning on doing a race. We want to do a big, big one at the end. And honestly, tell you the truth, there's going to be like three classes. And those classes, each one of those classes going to get $5,000 for each class. That's what it's going to be, and I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. And if anybody want to match it, they can match it or whatever. It doesn't matter. Sponsors are welcome. I don't care. It doesn't matter. All I do is want to turn around and throw something really good and kick back to the racer. Each racer, each class, whether it be a small block class on horsepower, whether it be the back half shootout, which anyone's already talking about that also, the backhand shootout might end up being bigger. I'm waiting for one person right now, somebody else that wanted it, been talking about it. And if everything works out, he might match the five that I put up. And end up being $10,000 purse for a shootout. And I'm not telling you that you got to put $500 to enter. What I'm saying right now is $100 entry fee. Done deal.
Right.
To make $10,000. And that's how it's going to be. And we wanted to see. That's what we're going for. We're shooting to make it better and better. If I can make it better, hey, you know, just keep more roaming around. Everybody got more incentive to build a car, more incentive to go out there and race and have fun. And that's what it is. And
cool.
I mean, everybody knows that this stuff ain't cheap. So, you know what I mean? Give them a chance to get something back.
What day you having it? What truck you having?
We didn't really pick the one right now, but and it's in the process. But I just already have it. I've been speaking to a lot of people, and everybody got like the idea. I'm just trying to come up with a class for the little guy, because I want to see the little guys be in it too. I love the back end. Don't get me wrong. I like, you know, the big boys too, and don't get me wrong. That's why I decided I want to also put the conventional head out there, because everybody forgets all about that crew. Now we turn around and have that going on. But we also need some of the other guys that's been in the grudge game for so long. Hey, now why not give them a chance, a shot at that? Hey,
yeah.
I mean, imagine a $5,000 price for a small block, naturally aspirated, 20 on 28. How many people go for that? They would love for $100. Hey, I'm going in there. You know, but I'm also going
to
limit the field. I'm going to limit the field now. I'm not going to turn around and say, like, guys, limit the field. Once we get a certain number, that's it. Done deal. I'm not looking for a big, big class. You know, I'm not looking. All I do is want to make sure the racers get a chance. And I want those grudge racers that always come and support, I think they should be the first one. Those guys got first choice to get in. They want to get in. That's it. Then we'll keep it that way. And just giving something back to what they gave to us. That's how I look at it. Give them a shot now. Let them try to have something. You know? So I'm open to any suggestions if you think something. You know, if you got a suggestion and you think that maybe this class we should have this one or we should have that class, I'm willing to let that go ahead. I mean, no times on the clock. I'm just gonna say there ain't gonna be no class calls now. We're not allowed that. Don't let you know that one. So there ain't gonna be a class call. But anything like that, it's 5,000. Each class gonna be 5,000. I'm gonna guarantee the $5,000 purse. And
so
I don't care. As long as they got 8 cars and 16 cars, it's gonna be the maximum. That's all I want.
How are they actually matching them up out of hats?
Okay, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna pick it out the hat. Because I don't want to know
round?
The times. Each round, because I don't want to know the times. I don't want to know nothing. I just want you, because it's supposed to be a grudge run, and that's how it's going to go. And everybody's been gun-ho for it, so I think we can work it out. I got little Tony in them behind me, and Leroy behind me, Gun and Picks behind me, Larry. I got the whole crew. I got quite a bit of people. I even got a couple of people from California. I already said they want to do something like that. Well, I mean, you're going to hear something. People, why are you doing it again? You know, but, hey, if they want to give back, let them give back. It don't matter to me. It ain't hurting me. It's just making the thing grow. It ain't doing nothing at all. And, you know, you're going to have people. You know how it is to always be. You're going to have some good ones. You're going to have some bad ones. Everybody's going to have something to say. I'm just trying to get a couple guys that I know, just like on the real, I'm trying to get a few people to go to Chicago, and we're actually gonna help them get out there. Not asking them to run nobody. You know, we're just coming out there together, and we're gonna go represent. You know, from the Northeast, and basically we're getting the people together now. We're seeing who wants to go, and we're working out to help them get over there with us. And that's going to be June 7th at Shams Race. Then we're going to have one at, we're also going to go to Little Tony's race. He's got one coming up soon. And we're showing some support to some, let people see the other side sometimes, not always the same thing over here. Hey, let's go, let's travel a little bit. Let's go and have fun. That's the problem. Everybody thinks it's, you know, all about money, and it's not. It's about having a little bit, seeing a little something different. You know, then we can all come together and have this big one. That's the last one.
I think it's going to be good. Yeah, well, I got everything ready. I got me another truck and a good trailer. I missed a Fayetteville, but I'm ready. Everything is already a place that I can move myself. So my first one will be Piedmont. And looking forward to swinging with y'all guys this year, toward the East Coast. And so, I mean, You gotta have a plan, Joe. I mean, I listen to your show. I support your show as best I can, you know. But you're really going forward. It seems like the plan you got is good, you know. Like we trying to do the same thing down Colonial Beach, you know, no lights, you know.
Yeah, I've never been there, so I thought I'd be. I was trying to see if I could make it there, but where things going right now, I'm not too sure, but. If everything God willing, I might make it. I'm not sure yet. We'll see what happens.
We're going forward to be the 18th first race we're gonna have, and a lot of people supporting it. So we're going forward with it. It's the same thing, similar to what you're doing. You know, give back to the guys that also have good clean racing.
Oh yeah. Also the Philly boys, you know, these guys, they're doing their thing. They're trying to go out there and they're trying to do their racing. I mean, you know what? They're out there here and there, and they're trying to support whatever they can support. And I back them up 100% too. They're also doing their thing. You know, you can't ask nothing better than that. You know, certain people tell you, oh, we going to you, we going there, and they want to use this person, use that one. We brought this guy, we brought that guy. No, you didn't. He came with himself. He came because he was choosing. I hate to say it, but you know how it is. You get a lot of people want to turn around.
Want to make it look like something, huh?
like they got something to do with it and they ain't got a thing to do with it.
You got nothing to do with it.
I'm going to tell you just how it is, and I ain't got nothing to say bad on the guys. the Philly Boys, the Godfather, Pizza Gangster, all they all when they say they coming, they coming, and they doing all that. Not nobody else pushing. So don't let nobody come and turn around. I'm not gonna be the one taking the credit for them or nothing like that. They doing their thing. Now, why not show some support back to them? And that's how I look at it.
You
got a lot of people that won't
say
it. Yep. You got a lot of people that won't say that now.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. I'll tell you exactly how it is. It's cut and dry. Let's give credit where credit is due. Those guys are doing that thing. They're trying to make it there. You get a lot of guys that say, we're going to come to yours. You come to ours. You go to theirs and you don't see them no more. They ain't going to come to yours. At least you got to say one thing. The Philly Boys show support. I said, you know what? If I can show some support to them, I'm doing the same thing. We got another guy up here, Crazy Horse, is going to have his show coming up. And he's got a good little thing going on. The guy will support you with Billy G and everything, and G. They're definitely going to have a little show coming up, and it's going to be in Jersey. And if I get him on tonight, I'll have to talk a little bit about his show because, hey, it's all about supporting each other. If I can support him, hey, ain't no problem. If I ask him to be there, he'll be there. That's one thing about him. So I don't mind supporting him, whatever I can do.
Well, you tell the Philly Boys, come on down April 18th, down Colonial Beach, and we're going to be doing it. And so everybody welcome. I'm not discriminating. Who get in, who want to get in. And welcome to have them there.
You got it, because I know they are. I can tell you right now, I know my man Pizza Gangster Stefano, he's going to be there in Maryland on the 25th. And like I said, you know what's going to happen. You heard the story already, what they said. They say, Mary had a little lamb. They're going to give you goat milk. And then I done heard all kinds of stuff. I don't know what's going on with that.
I ain't going with that goat milk no more. I'm ready tonight. They get on this show tonight if they want to.
They're
going to
be on it.
Huh?
They're going to be on it. Trust me on that.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for them tonight. They can get it tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, this is a guy, honestly, I know a couple guys that come, like Lil Tony will definitely be there. You're going to have Ground and Pound. Those guys will be there. I got guys coming out calling me from the woodwork. I ain't even know who they are. And I'm going to say from Alabama, you got Vaz coming. You got quite a bit of guys been calling me up. I was like, man, I said, this is it. They all willing that they want to do a little something. They want to lock in a little bit. Everything work out with what's his name is out. I guess Lil Tony and Street King will do it, you know, so on that same date. But it's definitely going to be some good stuff. But hold on one second, George. I just want to make sure I open this mic because he was holding on quite a bit.
Okay.
443-0116. Your mic's open. 443-0116. Your mic's open. Mic's open. Well, I guess he must have ain't listening, so he must have hit the button by mistake, a mute button. But, yeah, George, I mean, this is one of those things now that I think everything going to work out good. Everybody's been talking about it, so everybody wants to get involved. A lot of new cars coming out. You know, I had a couple guys now that have turned around and told me since they got some real big car action they want to do. So we'll see what happens. I mean, the guidelines true. It should be a good year. You know, I talked to Short Dog. I guess he's going to have a small tax already.
Hey, yeah. I'm on the phone. I think I'm on the line, Joe.
Oh, you're on the line?
Yeah.
443-0116. Your mic's open. Yeah, hello. Your mic's open. Yeah, I'm a silent Zoom because it's. You got a lot of background noise.
I talked to Short Dog yesterday.
Yeah, he definitely told me. He said he's going to have everything ready, so we'll see what happens with Short Dog. He said he's going to survive with us also.
So we're definitely looking forward to the 26th round Piedmont and the 25th. Everybody's definitely getting ready for that. So
a lot of people
coming to Piedmont. That's going to be – well, I ran a Piedmont a couple of times, man. It's a real down – I mean, they really welcome you in when you come out of town, man. I mean, it's unbelievable how guys – I've been there a couple of times with Spence.
I went on that track. I went there and I couldn't believe how hard that track hooked. That's got to be one of the hardest hooking tracks.
But you know what I like about it, though, Joe? I ain't saying a lot, man. Them spectators, I mean, it's a rough. It's just like it's in the street, man. Them guys down there, I mean, they're real safe. But, man, they be up there. They be, man, them girls races is on it down there. I love it down there, man. They be getting down there. Yeah, there's a hooking track. I mean, it hooks all year round.
Yeah,
I
mean, they got voted nice track, man, of the year last year. Track of the year last year, they got voted. So that says something. And they had big dogs down there. What was it, last week? This week just passed. They just started with the big dogs again, you know.
Yeah, on Thursday.
And I think everybody that was part of it was in the threes.
Larry went down, Larry T, but I haven't talked to him yet, but he was going to ride with him down there, but I didn't go. But I know he went down there.
Yeah.
That's a good track, man. I like the hospitality they have there. That's not just with the track owners. That's with everybody there. You know what I'm saying? You can't find real good clean racing down there. I mean, it's just kind of, everybody try to find out what somebody run, but cover track I've been through, man, them guys, man, they just like you wanted to be, man. Man, run what you got, man. Let's get it in. We don't sit there and worry about trying all my time or looking for all your time. They get it in.
And I'll tell you, Fast Eddie got the mic down there.
Yeah.
You know, you heard about him already. I mean, they already said they want to run they want to run any one of those bikes again. They've been down to run Larry and her cousin, because I think they ran them last time for all that money. I guess they ran him.
Little Wheel.
And that
little Wheel?
Last year, what did they lose, 15?
I forgot who they ran. You talking about Larry?
Yeah, they ran for Larry and people. They lost like 15 that day. Yeah, the guy said he'll run them all day long. He said he don't care about it.
I forgot what they call that bike. It used to be called what's the name of that bike? I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, they run. When they say they're gonna run, they run. Why not run good money with them bikes? I never knew they were worth no money like that.
Yeah, them boys run. They don't play, man. They get in.
Now, I don't mean to get you wrong, but, like, who in your mind do you think gave you the influence to come out there and race? I mean, you know, that you think you should have your hats off. You should give them a little applause there, you know, for doing such a great job in the grudge game. Who do you think that you think you should get your ass off to?
Oh, really? I would give my hats off. I'm going to give it off to two guys that really take it to the girls' game. That's one is Kenny Beeson. He really takes his race to the girls' game. But you also got a guy that people don't know him around here, man. He puts in a lot of work too, and that's Donnie Cass. He believes in getting in. He accommodate anybody, anytime, any place. I mean, if I was to really say somebody is a good, clean girls' racer, I would give him Johnny Cash and Dave Miller on top of my head too, as far as people follow that I have been around. They've been racing for a long time, man. They've been good racing for a long time, man. And they really don't pick, huh?
Yeah, I will say something. I have been to track, and you know how it goes. Sometimes you might break something and something wrong, and man, you say, oh, I'm done, I got to go back home. And, you know, and then you get a guy to be at the track, man, hold on, what are you leaving for? Let me go, bring this thing over here, let me go see what I got for you to help you out. and they, whatever they got, they're going to don't mind. And I mean, there ain't too many people can do that, but I've been around a couple guys that was down south, and I was like, wow, that was, I said, listen, I'll tell you, so I ain't asked for it back, did I? He said, you just return the favor one other day. And I was like, wow. You know, anytime somebody can do something like that, my hat's off to them. Instead of me taking a long ride all the way out there, I broke a starter at the track, and I was at Fayetteville, and the guy broke his motor. He took the starter off the car and gave me the starter, and they told me to send it to him later. Then I went down there one day, and the MSD, I never seen one of those 7ALs quit, and it died on me, and it just so happened Rico had a spare box, and Rico gave me the box, and I turned around and said, then, like, we do a bar here. You need this. You need to take this. And instead of me going all the way back home and not have something, well, it worked out good. And that's what it's all about. But when you got some guys, that, you know what I mean, oh, my gosh, you get a boat from them, it's like you, oh, $5, $10, what?
Golly, yeah, boy. But you know, sometimes I would really piggyback with you like that. I mean, I can see Rico and them doing that down there. And so, I mean, that's impressive. I mean, we was down there. I'm going to tell you what happened. And Gwiggy brought that up. I had a big time Nova, 67 Nova. You know, we was down there. And believe it or not, my radiator, it got a hole in it, right? And this is the first time I took a car down there. You actually know a guy gave me a radiator to put in the car racer? Yeah, down Pima.
Well,
so dead.
I'll give you one better than that. I went to Piedmont, the same track. The car wheeled it on me. It came down. So I got scared. I thought I broke something. I shut it down. I pulled to the side. The track owner himself said, man, I want to thank that guy. He said, I'll buy everybody dinner in his family. He didn't run it down the track. And whatever he needs to get that car back to the track, get back up there, let me know. And I was like, wow, that felt good. He turned around and said that right over there, and I was like, no way. He didn't just say that. He was not kidding. I was like, wow, that was great. I thought, how can you beat that? So that showed me a lot of. That was great.
I would definitely piggyback with you with that Piedmont jump. That Piedmont jump just blew me away. But I'll tell you somewhere else we went, man, it was almost the same way. Down Bradenton, Florida. Same crowd, man. Same way down
there,
man.
Well, you got Baldy there. You know, when Baldy was there, you know, hat off to Baldy. You got something wrong, guess what? Baldy is the man there for you. He'll try to get something, make sure you accommodate it. He's going to make sure you get right. Whatever you need, he's going to do it. That's what I've got to say about certain guys down there. They're good, and they're not getting recognized. Baldy, that's why everybody runs the Baldy show. Everybody want to know why everybody go to Baldy. So that man treats you with so much respect, you got to come back down to him. Whatever he can try to help you with, he's going to try to help you with. So that's that. When you ever get a chance to get the Baldy show, you got to go. And you will not be disappointed.
Yeah, Baldy's funny, dude. One day I was talking trash to him right down Bud's Creek, right? He told me, man, I swear, I didn't tell you no lie, though. He said, man, if you hurt my foot, I'm trying to get a race. I forget who I was trying to run. I was trying to run somebody. Father said, man, I'll give you 500 to get out of my face. He didn't hurt my foot. I can't. I went back and talked to him later on. Oh, man, he's a funny guy, man. A real unique guy, man. I argued with him. But you know something? I didn't argue with him. You know how I go. I argue with a lot of people, but I'm not just jumping down the road. Man, I ain't got better response from guys way down the road than I will anywhere else, man. I've been all over the world in race, man. But real good races.
I'm going to give you one better than a Baldy. Baldy's a person, too. He'll tell you, on Friday night, we're going to have a fish fry. Saturday, we're going to have a dance after this thing. He had a 3-day show. Well, what did he give you? He gave you something back every time. And that made you want to go down there. That made you. not turn around, just turn around, take my money, and that's it. I'm a number. Done deal. You know, and that's what a lot, I hate to say it, but a lot of promoters turn around and whatever they can do to get over, they're going to do, and you really left with nothing, you got out of it, and that's not good. You want to turn around,
you got
a chance, a fighting chance. Some kind of fighting chance to win something. Yeah,
you got a lot of promoters like that, man. One, you don't want to be promoters. You can tell.
No.
You can tell big promoters, I mean real promoters that can get people. I mean like yourself, you bring a nice crowd. So it's not the race you're giving, it's the way you're treating people. I mean, honestly, you talk toast. I mean, you improved yourself. Well, I mean, you're on your talk show. You got a lot of hitters that's actually coming on, man. So you should still do that for yourself, would you? You bring a lot of noise. You bring a lot of noise. Huh?
My thing is, honestly, tell you the truth, and to me, is if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be anyhow. So I gotta be able to give something back. And I told him the other day about it when he wrecked the car. You know what I mean? And it's a God honest truth. I'm not even gonna call their names, but they'll tell you about it. When he wrecked the car, we knew he wrecked it. And it wasn't the track fault, nothing. He got out the groove, and he should have got off, and he didn't lift, and he wrecked it. But we made sure we had something towards him for wrecking. You know what I mean? It's something, and it's the thought. And that was just like what little Tony did with me. It was the thought. Mm-hmm. He turned around and told me, said, I want to pay that bill. We want Motor City Mafia wants to pay that bill. And they ain't had nothing to do with it. And for them to say that, I was like, wow. I was like, you know what? Whenever they say they need something, they ain't got to worry about it. They can ask me. I'm going there. I'm definitely going. Whatever I can do for them, I'm going to do it.
That's why.
But that's how it's going to be. I mean, from now on, we just got to start opening up. Got to start doing a little something different. Hey, the other ones that don't want to grow, hey, they can stay where they at. That's how it is. Nobody going to mess them. Ain't nobody going to do it. We out there having fun, and you know what? Just keep on doing it. Nobody trying to act like a big shot. Everybody out there having a good time racing, and that's how it's going to be. I see one of the numbers. I seen him flashing up again, but hold on a second. Let me just open up this here mic here. 703-2349. Your mic's open.
Hello?
Hello? 703-2349. Your mic's open.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
I'm all right. Hey, Joe, eighth mile or quarter mile?
Keep in mind, it's an eighth mile track.
Oh, okay.
I know you like the quarter mile, right?
Yeah. I like both.
You like both of them?
Yeah, I'm coming down there. I'm coming with Larry and them.
Okay.
Kamara. Big George.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Who's Eddie?
What's going on, Eddie? What's happening?
Ain't nothing. Yeah, I'll be down there.
Small block or big block?
Small block.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hey, Joe, that's Eddie with the red Camaro, red and black Camaro.
Oh, okay, got you. All right. Oh, shoot. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to come on down there.
Okay, that's good, representing. I mean, there's a lot of guys I've told you we got on. A couple guys called me up the other day, and they said, look, man, I know you guys came to Fayetteville. I got to turn around. We got a couple cars we want to bring over there and come to you. And we're going to come right back there. I was like, hey, no problem. And they keep asking me, well, can you get hold of this one? Can you get hold of that one? I said, no problem. I got you. I get hold to them. And now they all want to. I know they're in May 26th. It's sickening that way everybody calling me up for it as they're coming out. Now, y'all know on Piedmont, as long as you got the wristband when you first walk in, you pay and you get your wristband on, there's a TV getting raffled off. And you don't have to put any money on. It's just a giving away to the racers or the fan, whoever wins. It's going to be a big screen TV. Nobody's asking for no money down, no money in. Your entry fee to the track is what your raffle is. That's what that is. The ticket that they give you when you first walk in on your wrist, that's what you that's your raffle ticket. So at 6 o'clock, I'm taking that TV and raffling that off. So just don't worry, whatever you do, don't throw your wristband down or throw it away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's right. I came down Fayetteville. I was down there when you ran that truck down there, Fayetteville.
Okay. Yeah, that's when they did that little shaky
that
stuff,
shit.
You know. Yeah, you know, it'll come back to them. But you know what? I gotta say, that's why I said my hats is off to little Tony and them. Those jokers turned around and told me, said straight out, don't worry about it. I said, no, I'm not worried about it. So well, we want to pay you for everything. Whatever the money was, I said, no, it ain't even the money. It wasn't even like it was the principal. You know what I mean? That was all to it. I'm being real.
Right.
And they had nothing even to do with the race. They was Lil Tony and wasn't betting on the race. They had nothing to do with the race. But they right is right and wrong is wrong. And they said, heck with that. They don't like nothing like that. And I guess they must have thought, you know, I was kind of like a little. I was mad about it. Don't get me wrong. I had to do what I had to do, but still, you know, I can take care of it. You know, right now, just hold it down, you know, and just keep it going, keep it moving. And, you know, like they say, things come back on you, calm or something.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right.
You can't do nobody wrong and think something ain't going to come back to you. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see how they handle it when it comes
out. I wanted to ask to make sure that was an eighth of a mile. I thought it was just eighth of a mile.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's a hooking track, though. It does hook. When I say hook, we were there, and I was like.
Hey, Ed, you ain't never been there, Eddie?
I ain't never been to Piedmont, nah.
Oh, man, that's a track. You got a wall, and then when you come around, you pull up, and it's like a little trailer. Oh, man, that's all right, man. That's all right, man. That job, it puts you in the mind of just, I mean, everything going on down there, grudge racing, man. Everything.
Mm. Yeah, my first time ever going down south, the first track I ever went to was that one, the one to race that, was Piedmont. And that was like, you know, I'll never forget, in the cut had put a little film out. And I saw the film, I was like, oh, shoot, where the heck is this? And I always wanted to go somewhere. Finally, I got a chance to go. I said, heck, well, let's go. Me and my little one, we went out there. We had a fun time. We ended up racing Rico that day. And that's how we became good friends. It was so funny. It was one of those things. I said,
hey,
I got to go back to that track. Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe, who everybody don't meet first is Rico and Baby. You ain't got no choice. Man, let me tell you something. Man, the first time I ever met Baby, I mean, he called me a big, fat, ugly dude. I mean, I didn't even know this dude, man. But he was so funny, man. Me and this dude went at each other from the time we got there and we said we was grudge racing to the time we left, man. I mean, Baby cussed me out some kind of bad. And I tell you, come on, man. Baby is he another me, man. But he'll good dude, do anything for you. But, man, he can't talk some trash. Yeah, he talks some trash, man. He don't care who he is. But you know, I was like, man, this dude don't even know me. You know, I'm thinking in the back of my head. Man, but he said a few more words. You can tell when a person is saying something to you that mean you harm. And somebody just talking trash to keep the hype up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you got guys, man, that can't even conversate on a website about this grudge racing. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you know, the hype is the hype. I mean, you can go so far with it, but you can almost tell somebody actually doing something to offend you or just put in the hype for the race. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
you got a lot of people.
We were the first time we went down there, and I'm sitting up on the trailer, and I said, all right, I'm going to make a pass. I took the antifreeze out the car. So people came over, and everybody introducing themselves, and it was nice. I was like, wow. So the woman came over and said, I was on the side of the car. I left some pork chops here, you know, for hospitality. If you'd like to have some barbecue pork chops. And it just so happened my friend was going to be there. He said, no, I don't eat pork. I said, I heard that all the way from the side of the restaurant. He better speak for his daggone self. I told him, thank you. Hey, ain't no problem. We're going to eat some pork. So I had this one guy with me, Mike Zach, when he's standing there. Oh, he loves. He don't never eat no. I'll never hardly ever see him eating meat. He eat pizza, spaghetti, something like that, but never meat. Not even meatball. He's sitting there. And I guess he was smelling them pork chops. Next time I see him, break a little piece off and eat. I look around. We had like 6 pork chops there. I look down at the bottom. It might have been about 3. Boy, he was tearing them up, sucking the bone. I said, no, he didn't. I said, boy, if you don't get off this. So about 15 minutes later, she bring a chicken by. And she gave it to my friend. I said, I'm sorry for what I get offended you. He said, no, that's okay. And he said, me, thank you. I was kidding. You know, I'm looking at the chicken. I was like, golly, they feeding this and everything down here. I said, this is great. I said, I fell in love with it.
And well, yeah, Piedmont is good.
Right down
Piedmont
there.
Is great.
Yeah. Oh,
Piedmont
yeah.
a good truck, man. I love Piedmont. Everybody welcomes you. Even the owners take the time to walk up to you and shake your hand. Stuff makes me out of jail.
Now, that makes you want to, I ain't going to tell you no lie, that makes you want to have a summer house or rent the house down there and just stay there. That's how I look at it. And that was one of those things. And like my wife saw a house down there and she wanted to give this house so bad. I said, oh, man, that ain't that far from there. I said, boy, boy.
Mm-hmm. You know how things get in your mind.
But we'll see. We'll see. I ain't say too much. I'm going to open up
another
call. I see he keep holding on right here. 773-9705. Your mic's open.
Joe, what's happening? This is Big Sham.
What's going on, Sham? How's everything?
Everything's good, brother. I just calling to let you know I'm giving the show some support. I had just got on not too long ago. I had to pick up the kids' report cards today, so I'm just not getting back. But yeah, just calling to let you know I'm listening in on you.
All right. Sam, you want to tell us about the show a little bit so we tell everybody what you got going on? I know you probably have 2 shows now, but I'm gonna let everybody know and where you from. You can go ahead, you can tell them all that.
Oh yeah, well I'm Big Sham. I'm Clock Sauce from Chicago. We are having a show this year coming up June the 7th and September the 6th out at No Limit Raceway in Indiana. Had a great show last year. All the street cars and streetable cars is what I call them. If you think you're fast and you got a street or a streetable car, my definition, somebody asked me yesterday what's streetable. I would say the not-so-fast class. Let's put it like that. Not-so-fast class. If I had to, the fast guys up here, where Florida, let's say Big Low Donye's from up in Chicago, and the class up under that, I would say that's what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to cater to, in my mind, the real street races, the real grudge races, because it's a lot of us. So I'm trying to cater to us. Last year, Long Island Joe, he came with his cars, and man, we built something special. So it's gonna be a great show. Y'all want to come down and support? It's gonna be real good. That was my first show.
I think we bringing Big George now.
Oh, really? Yeah. Last year was my very first show, and it turned out great. And I'm glad that Long Island Joe became a part of it.
Well, I'm coming to run your Donye. I tell you, Donye, Big George said he won his race.
Oh yeah.
hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. You remember I got on Donye down Bullets Creek? Did you hear that?
Well, Donye got an Oldsmobile now. You know that, right? A Jeep body.
No,
right?
I didn't know that. I told Donye. I say, man, turn off all that stuff and let me leave. He said, Big George, let me tell you something, man. Don't nobody need to run you from here. Cause we already know you're going to race anybody. Man, we ain't messing with you, George. I chase Donye all day long.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Good dude, man. Some good dudes up there, man.
Yeah. Bookie, he did me wrong. Bookie turned around and said, hold on, I'll be back. I'm going to go buy y'all some ice cream. after we had lost, he talked about he going to buy each one of us some ice cream. I said, all right, you got me. I got to give him credit. They had a great time, but I'm telling you right now, when we go out there to 41, I enjoyed myself. The hospitality was great. He took us to a restaurant, but we already said that's the first thing we visited. Soon as we get there, ain't nobody, everybody already said it. We got a couple cars that's going to be going this time that's going to come with us. And I got to say, I know Phil going down there, he got a race. He's going to definitely race another person. And, well, he got two or three races, I think, right?
There's quite a few people looking for y'all down here, Joe, now.
Yeah, I heard. Look,
they're looking for y'all.
Gunner put me on somebody that live up by us, and he's going to be there. I said, golly. I said, you mean tell me you don't race us here? You want to race us over there? I said, all right. No problem. And then I'm quite sure,
Joe, anybody that come up, we going to find somebody to accommodate them some kind of way. We're going to find somebody. There'll be somebody there
accommodate them. No, there ain't no doubt about it. I had such a good time last time. I was like, man, this is good. Everything is perfect. I mean, the atmosphere, the track was good. I mean, you know, they reminded me of my old West Hampton, but we just had a track out here, and it was so good. Like, everybody was so friendly and just having a good time. And that was what it was about.
That's right.
That's what I liked about it, you know. And they put Phil up there, and he got his two little wins off. That was even better. That was a little icing on the cake. Now we got to go back down and see if we can do it again.
Yeah, that was good, and it was bad all at the same time. So it's not... And now they done started some. Phil done started some, so he the talk of the town now.
I know. I've been hearing a lot of stories there. They all want him now. They got an X letter back now. They got a target on him.
Yeah. Everybody talking about the little young punk.
George trying to get him, too. He on the phone now. George trying to get him. He can tell you what happened to him. George, what happened, George? Uh-oh, look, he got off the phone. He don't want to talk now. Oh, man. Yeah, Sam, it's going to be good out there.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, Phil Big George that time and cut him out the light, and that was it. That's how they stayed. So we're going to see what happens. But, Sam, I'm going to open up another mic. I know somebody keep on hitting me in here. I'm going to make sure I open him up.
Okay, go ahead.
But 2413, your mic open. 2402313, your mic open. Your mic's open. I guess he hit it out. So yeah, Sham. So when you think you're gonna make it up here? You think you'll make it up on the side of the coast?
Yeah, I'm trying to come with them on the 26th, but I'm almost positive I'm gonna be there on the at Buzz Creek.
Oh, the 25th. I heard a lot of stuff on the 25th because a lot of guys been calling me up. And matter of fact, what's the guy from California? I think he's trying to hook up, trying to get there.
Oh, really?
He called me up. Yeah, he's trying to make it out there. Oh, man, go ahead. I said, I like that. So you definitely want to do a little something. So I said, hey, nothing wrong with that. But I know we got some
cars. Yeah, I'm trying to get up there.
We got some cars coming, I got to say, this time, Sam. I think it's going to be pretty good. I think we got a little convoy coming. So it's looking like it's going to be pretty packed. And if there's anything like indication like it was last time, oh, man, I had a ball.
Oh, it's going to be even worse time, Joe.
Oh, you know what? Well, I got something, though. The boy, I'm not sure, but I think he's going to be able to do it. We might have that big truck going to run that Cadillac. The Cadillac that y'all had, the one that Skin was running?
Yeah.
We're gonna put nitrous on it. I think they're going to run the Cadillac.
Oh, my goodness.
That could be something. Well, I'm hoping they do it.
Yeah, that could be real interesting.
That and a full, it's four-wheel drive still in the front of it and everything. Four-wheel drive, everything. On the column, the whole bit. So if that works
out.
He's shifting on the column. Well, you see, it's gonna definitely be worth it. All right, like I said, I got that. I think it's Lamont should be able to make it with his duster. So flat hood dust, small block, no juice, small tire, 28x10, and the man weighs about 300 pounds, and he's driving and everything.
Okay.
He's doing the driving. He already said he want to go out there and he want to have some fun. I'm going to make sure I'm going to do a lot of support this year. I ain't kid you not. I'm going to try to make it to just about as much as I can go over there, especially since now, you know, Gunning got his license, right?
Oh, yeah. I talked to him this morning.
Oh, man. He ready to drive. You give him a track controller, he ready to go all over the place.
That's right.
So he been talking about it, so is that the case? I think that's going to end up happening. I think you're going to be towing up there, and even if we got to fly out there and have the car there and then come back, you know, because I know a couple of them was like 2 weeks apart, right? That you got Leroy show? Let me see. No, I mean, Lil Tony show?
No, yeah. Mine is June 7th. His is July the 26th, so it's the next month.
Oh, okay. So we get another month. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know we were talking about doing something with both of them.
Okay, that's a month apart.
Okay, so yeah, because I got a big old box car now. My son working on that, so well, it's not mine. It is the old one. So we don't have old big old box Chevy.
Okay.
Playing with. Those
cars are all the good action. That you're gonna get a lot of action with them cars.
Okay. Now they.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Do they get the big rims? Do they get the big rims on them and everything or not?
Actually, they do got some big wheels up here. They got some 22s. I'm actually having a shootout with the big wheel race is what I'm calling it. Anything with 22s or bigger, they can get in it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what his gonna be.
Yeah,
big body guy. You wanna have like, gosh.
Yeah, it's quite a few of those up here too. I'm looking for them too. Be there. They say they got some pretty quick cars on some 24s. I want to say they said some 24s. I think they were on 24s, but it's quite a few of them.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be pretty. I think that show's gonna be. I think it's gonna be the real, real nice. That June 7th, because I'll tell you right now, everybody that came with us, they already told me, you got the tickets already. We ready. I said, we going. Don't worry. We going. Don't worry about it.
Man.
Matter of fact, one of the guys bought a car.
Oh, really?
He went out and bought him a car.
Oh,
bought him
wow.
a little Monte. Bought him a Monte Carlo street car.
Uh-huh.
Everything in his he went out there. He said, "Shoot, I'm going out there. Have me some fun." I said, "All right." I said, "Okay." So he, because he'd be towing too. Going out.
Oh yeah! Don't forget, I meant to call you too, Joe. I don't mean to tell you that on the line, but about the hotel. Don't forget to let me know.
Oh, okay. What I'm gonna do is when I get off this phone too, I gotta make sure I tell everybody whoever's talking about going. Let's get, because I want to make sure they get to this hill. That was nice where we were.
Yeah, I'm gonna take care of that for y'all. So, let me know.
A half mile full of restaurants, you can't beat that.
Oh yeah, whatever you're looking for is right there. Oh
that
yeah,
that was something. I can't believe that one. We're gonna tell somebody who don't like that. They said, get out of here. Yes, sir. Yeah, so everything looking good, though. So far, so good. I'm going to see how long I can stay on here, Sam, because that medicine started kicking in on me, but I'm going to open up another mic. Look, you can stay right on for me.
All right.
Okay. All right. 973-6685. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, man? Tang, what's going on?
Not much. Just calling to give you some support, that's all.
All right. What you up to?
Nothing much. Chilling, maintaining. That's all.
Did you guys go out to the track this week?
Nah, it rained up here.
Oh, it rained out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some guys were telling me they went to Island Dragway and then some said they went to Akko.
I went up here the weekend. Yeah, they had some big thing at Ingerstown for the prices or something like that. But other than that,
oh, the import stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, how you making out with your razor? Everything good for that day? Or what? He ain't backing out, is he?
Nah, not yet.
He ain't backing out, is he?
Not as of yet.
I don't want to go.
I really don't want to go. Yeah, I don't want to go for nothing. It'll waste my time.
I hope at least do something. I know they're supposed to have somebody that's gonna be running you. Like I said, remember I was telling you about it. I'm gonna try to get your car up there for Lil Tony's race.
The Michigan race.
Take care of you. Yeah, in that July. Well, they're gonna bring something down. I know they bring it. I don't know if the other guy gonna be ready yet, but out there they had a car that they want to run you with a straight hit the whole bit. They also had something that they might bring out here with that can run Bud Light Coupe, a standard degree Ford head motor. Look just like Bud Light Coupe. Champ, you know the Batman car? Yeah, he might have got off. But they call it the Batman. That's the car that they want to run Bud Light Coupe with. But they might have a small block that, like I said, I just going to make sure I get everything all situated. And so, yeah, I could be able to pull it. Regardless, taking something out there. If I got to pay for yours to get out there and get it, it is what it is. But we're going to definitely go out there.
Whatever they want to do, I'm free. I ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah, because I don't think too many other people want to race you up here, is it? On this side. They talk. That's all I hear. Everybody say a good thing, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to run them. And when they come down to it, last minute, oh, I can't be there. And, I mean, how many times you don't went through that with Rody? It's finally going to happen.
About 5-6 times now. It's almost over.
Yeah. Look, Obama, he put down all of his stuff like he was doing something. And then all of a sudden, it's totally different. They lied about what they could have come up with.
We're going to see. We got 2 weeks for more bullshit. That's it.
Now, the steps in, how did the steps go?
Yeah, you got to have a straight head, Chevy.
You got to have that. Okay, so you definitely got to have a straight head. So the steps is definitely in.
Yep.
And nobody get paid until everybody see everything, right? At the end.
Right.
Okay. Well, as long as you got that going, I mean, you see what happened with me. That's why I was just asking you. I don't know if I was supposed to get paid to the end, but hey, he let it go, so.
I might run that truck when I get down there.
Yeah, you know. I heard some stories with it now, some more and more. But. They playing the game, come up with big block, play with a small block, and just make sure you got somebody right.
But
that's how it goes. I don't care about losing, but man, don't lie about something. And that's the bad part. Turn around and get somebody to do something like that, that ain't cool. You know, I'm not losing, but don't do it. Not that one.
You got to find me a race for Buzz Creek. I'm definitely be there. He'll be there with Arson.
Well, I know Bookie had told me before that he definitely got his boy want to come to run you. So what I got to do, as soon as I get off this phone tonight, I'm going to make sure I call Bookie up, because I know Bookie, he ain't lying when he said he got something to come. I just told him it's got to be stock suspension. Mm-hmm. And no wheelie bars, right?
Yeah.
And it's got to be, and straight head.
Yep.
That's the deal, all right? All right. Because I know his boy, I know toward the end of the year they were going to talk about doing it, and that's when it snowed so bad. So, but I'm quite sure you're going to get some runs, and I know Bud Light Crew going to get that run. Because they swear up and down about this couple running Bud Light Crew. Just stand to the grid. I said, yep, stand it. That's what they like. Because they stand to the grid, too. Both Ford, both small runs.
So they could come on with it.
Now anybody, I hear that a couple more races locked in. You know, I know Lance, we got one, right? Locked in with, what's his name, Racing Jason, right?
Yeah, and Long Island Will.
And Long Island.
Those races May 18th.
That race is May 18th to Racing Jason or Will?
Jason.
Okay. Then when you got a race, Will?
We ain't got no dick tonight. We might do it at your race.
Mhm. Do y'all got anything else going? I know you got one. You got what? One race coming up when?
The 18th.
Yours is on the 18th. Now, on the 18th, where are you gonna be at?
English Town.
Mm-hmm. That's a Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay. All right. So I just gotta make sure I tell everybody. So in other words, there's like three races that day, right?
Yeah. Then you got Mac and Jason, Kevin Hunt and Jason all on the 10th, May 10th and May 4th.
Wow.
So it's gonna be some races.
Then you got
somebody gonna be broke. Somebody gonna be happy.
Yeah, you got Billy G doing something with Kevin Hunt and them too now.
Yeah, they all got a date yet, though.
Oh, yeah. Now, how about Pee Wee and them date? Did they set something else up?
I know
the weather wasn't right. That's in May, too?
Yeah, May 4th.
Oh, May 4th. All right, that's going to be English Town?
Echo.
And that's on a Saturday or Sunday?
Whatever the 4th, I'm not sure if it's a Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's a Sunday, though.
Pretty sure it's Sunday. Okay. So we definitely got some stuff going off. I know I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. Everybody's talking about something. What's the other guy name? Because they got this little truck that this boy just put together, and I think he's going to want to try that guy with that truck. The one Phil was talking to before. The green one out there. I forgot. You know, the one to be on the...
Oh, yeah. He's talking about the boy from Patterson.
Yeah.
Somebody's talking about Big Boy in them.
Yeah, they got it. I think, I ain't talked to him. I ain't seen him yet, but supposedly they want to try him. They're talking the same as his truck.
And they full of shit.
They full of it?
They full of shit.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I thought
maybe you catch him at the track with the truck.
Oh, you got to catch him there.
And he got to have a fifth of Henny in him or something. He ain't going to do shit.
God, dog. Oh, man. He's that kind of racer?
Yeah, he's got a truck to say he got a car. That's all.
Oh, shit. Nah, that ain't no good. That ain't no good. I know they got Calvin and all of them. I know they're racing that Piedmont. And then... I don't know if you ever seen that car, Thundergoat?
Mm-mm.
Thundergoat, it's a GTO, Pomar GTO, him and June racing on the 25th of May at Buzz Creek.
Okay, with the Buzz Creek. I like that track.
Yeah, you know, and like I said, you know, the same way the food and everything, the same way. Me and Larry's going to be doing that also. Make sure the food is there.
I'll be there.
Yeah, that track right there, you can't ask nothing better than that. It hooks, it works. You ain't got to worry about it. You don't mind scraping it. You don't mind shooting it, you know, so you know you're going to at least get down. He's doing everything there for us. We got a couple things. We got a couple other guys coming from out of town. I don't know if you heard it, but you know Lil Tony and them got a Mustang now, right? I think they got a Mustang now. And they trying to get out there in that 29-inch tire, 28-inch old tire stuff. They got small blocks. They got a couple of things now they're pulling out with. But it's going to be interesting. Definitely interesting thing. But I'm going to open up one more mic, Mark, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
908-6448. Your mic's open.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on, Lamont? What's going on?
Nothing, man. Just calling to see what's going on.
Hey,
Joe, why don't you try to get Street King to come up to Bus Creek?
Well, I think we can see if Street King got out of college yet.
I didn't get out of college yet. Okay.
I don't think he got out of college yet. But supposedly he's supposed to be out of, because he's supposed to run Lil Tony in him. So if he got out, you know that Magnum?
He's supposed to run them. Okay.
Well, the only reason why they didn't do it the first time because they wanted to run for 10 and better. And the guy with the Magnum was guaranteeing 45. Street Kingdom was putting up the rest. So if the Street King wasn't there, he wasn't putting that whole thing up.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, most times the driver was Street King all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened with that race. But I'll tell you what, if he's out, I'll make sure it happens.
Right.
I can definitely, you know, I know for a fact that he's swerving down. He ain't never seen a more power out on a Chevy, so. You know what he told you.
He told me and my boy to whoop his ass.
Yeah, he told me the only thing that was good for the tow vehicle. I was like, golly. Boy, you got some junk with you. Well, you heard him what he told you.
Yeah, I'm a tow there, so he got on the track, too.
He bet Steph $1,000 on the side. Change Steph. They gonna bet.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm sorry, tell me, come on with that money.
Yeah, they got a couple. We don't really have too many nitrous cars. That's the problem right now up here.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't gonna lie to you. A lot of those guys that want to come up here got nitrous. But they already told me they're
uh-huh.
coming, so they dying to come, and we'll see what happens. I'm quite sure it'll be a lot more, but the Chicago boys, you got to give them credit. They said they come on motor cars. They got motor cars and Jeep cars, so.
Okay.
They said they're gonna bring it. Ground and Town coming. You know, Donya, you know how he's going to be. Donya has been asking me to do the Godfather 1 of them anymore. You want to run the Camaro again?
Hey, Joe, you told Mark, Lil Mark, my man, want to run again?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Tell me the guy want to run in Bus Street?
Yeah, he said, boy, he said he definitely going to run you again, Mark.
Ooh.
Big man, Dwayne.
Yeah, right.
Nah, you said
it, huh? I said you're not. He said he didn't. He didn't like that move. He said the only reason why he kind of spun the tires. He feel like he did.
Instead of lips to say anything.
He said he even liked the way how you ran for the money. He said he wanted to thank you for that.
All he got to do is lock in.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't say, man, he said he gonna race, but did he say he wanted to lock in?
No, but I can, you know what? I'll make sure I'll find out, because I know he definitely, he talking, I ain't gonna lie. He talking a good game. He talking real good. So I'm quite sure he gonna definitely pop it in there. I think you're gonna get your race. I really do. Yeah, I'm gonna have to probably get off this air. I'm gonna close the show at 9 o'clock because I gotta take this medicine again. I'm gonna be out cold tonight. But if anybody got anything to say right quick before we close it, get on here and tell me what you need. Or you want to advertise it? You want to advertise something? Go ahead and advertise. Mic's open. Otherwise, I know the link will be April 26th, Piedmont Dragway.
Mm-hmm.
Street, good joke. May 25th. And then we're going to be at June 7th. We'll be in Chicago. We're definitely at 41. And I know, I'm not sure what Crazy Horses are. Races, but as I said, I know he's going to do Island Dragway, his Grudge Fest over there in the G.
Yeah.
Have you heard that one? You know the date on that one or no?
Yeah, no, I don't know the date on that one.
Yeah, I really don't know the date, so I'm not sure on that one. But otherwise, everybody else is willing to say whatever they want on here right now. Because I had this biopsy done, and man, let me tell you, it's been killing me, right? So, get this thing, keep this medicine and run into my body. But I guess I'll be all right after 2 weeks, 2 more weeks, and I'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Yeah.
So you'll be going to Crazy Horse Race is July 12th.
July 12th? Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll be at Island Dragway.
Yep.
And I know that should be a pretty good one.
It is
a quarter mile there.
Oh,
it is a quarter mile.
Okay.
It's definitely a quarter mile. So, they'll run 8th mile and quarter mile. He's got a couple of classes and everything, but what I'll do is I'll have him come on next week and let him tell you about it because I know he's definitely got a couple of things going on. And they're actually doing a cookout at the track on Saturday, right?
I'm going to.
Where at, Joe? Where's that at?
At Island Dragway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're going to do a big cookout also.
That's in my backyard, so.
Is that in Long Island, Joe?
No, that's in Jersey.
That's in Jersey.
Long Island don't got no more tracks. We're done. They sold it and put a golf course on it.
Where in Jersey is that at? Where is that at?
Mark, tell me where that is at. What's that exactly? Was that Hackensack?
It's Hackerstown. We got to call it Great Metal Dragway. It's like Route 46.
Oh, okay. It's like an hour from Hackle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It should be fun. It should be a good fun race out there. I mean, those guys are really cheap. They're good guys. Crazy Hustling is definitely on the money.
I'm going to watch and argue with fuckers with Lamont's car.
we're going to be there. You got me a race last time. We're going to be here.
You going there to argue?
No, we're going there to race.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you really on to... Mustang last year.
Yeah,
you remember what we hit Joe?
Little Mark got this boys that ass whooping. Little Mark got them boys that ass whooping.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought y'all was gonna do it again in Fayetteville.
My shit would be sold by the time that race get here.
you're
gonna be fun
there. I'd be
so on the drawing board.
Come on.
I would have sold it already. After your race on the 25th, it's out of here.
It's out of here? Oh,
man. Hey, Mark, that's 25th. Who are you racing down there?
If your man come back, I'll run him, and I'll retire that shit on him.
Okay.
All right. Oh.
After everybody see this pass, I'm going to put on Rhodey.
Uh-oh,
yeah,
man.
I ain't being a smartass, but if anybody on his phone, on his call like Rhodey, they could speak up inside that.
That's true. Hell yeah, Mark. Yo, listen, well, we might as well get that bet on now.
Them boys ain't gonna have, listen, it's a damn shame. We going over there seven deep and we gonna set their whole state down.
Now tell me something. Y'all gotta run 8 miles too. You run his race.
Yep.
Damn.
And I ain't set my car up or nothing for the 8th. Leave it the same way it is.
No, run just like that.
Yep.
It runs just like that, Joe. It runs just like that.
Man, that motherfucker got down there in South Carolina and got his whole car apart and everything. I went outside today. My dog was sitting all on top of my car.
Oh, no. So he definitely said he's going to do it.
Yeah. You got to get money up.
Oh, the money's up now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you somebody that's going to bet with him is dog.
Well, tell dog to come see me.
Well, there's a dog coming to see us right now.
So I swear to God, I don't even want to drive. I want to be on the sidelines betting. If I could get somebody to drive my car, I'd let them drive my shit. I want to be on the sideline taking all side bets.
Put Will in there? You want to ride?
Will don't want to drive.
You don't want to drive?
Mm-mm.
Come on.
Nah, he wants to sit back and relax.
No way. He wants to sit back and relax, too.
I want to fuck Rhodey up, but I want to get all the side bets. Because you ain't going to make no money in there. When you get the money on the starting line at them grudge rushes.
Okay.
I can't hog the pot like I want to. I'm not trying to send half of it down there by himself.
You goddamn right. Shit. Yo, man, I told you I wasn't playing, son. Yo, listen. You know how we do it, man. I'm a ride it down with you, man. You my man, so I ain't worried about nothing. When you saw that video, you said you ain't worried about nothing. We ain't worried about nothing.
Yeah, meanwhile, he was talking all that other stuff, man. He wouldn't put that little thing out with post on the show.
Hey, this is what I understand. Now, we was in favor of Reggie Racing. He didn't even show up. Obama didn't show up either. They talked all that shit about Lomar. Now, we came to their own court to do some action, and they all punking out.
They called me yesterday, Joe, actually. Obama.
Who called you? Hey, what do you say?
Said that he gonna be there the race. He gonna race the winner. I said, I'll lock you in now. The race you regret. I went on.
We lock you in right now. We ain't gonna race you right now. We ain't gonna go for that.
Nah, I can't do that. This and the third.
Oh,
shoot. Well, he didn't. He don't want to. He talking junk. He just talking it.
Yo, listen, Mark. This is what we do, Mark. I ain't gonna be there. Race his ass first. Butter his ass and tell Rudy goddamn he could be the grand finale.
I told them, make it lock in and flip a coin for whoever go first.
Man, okay, man. Yo, fuck all that. Yo, let's go to Charlotte. We line 3L up right there. Then we all there. So put all pot up. Winner take all. Let's get it on. Shit. That's what I'm talking about.
That would be some shit there now. I ain't going to lie to you.
I'll do that shit.
I would love to see some shit like that.
Shit.
Each side put up about 20 grand. And we bust their ass. Right? Come home with 60.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Damn. That'd be worthwhile watching. I ain't gonna lie to you. That'd definitely be let me open up one more mic because I see somebody just open up here. Okay. 631-3581. Your mic open.
What's going on, Joe and the boys? What's happening? Hurricane here.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
I can't call it, man.
What's good with you?
None. Just chill.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Waiting to get out on for the Buds Creek thing.
Yeah, they got a new car that they want to try you out. What I heard out there, they supposed to had a boy supposed to come with a new IROC. It's on juice, street tires too. They want to try you, so yeah. They want to try to call that.
Okay.
Yeah, he definitely said he want to try to call him. Want to do a little something, want to lock in. So he's coming with the car, air conditioned, the whole bit. Open it up, look just like a regular car. They're going to give me the whole picture. They're going to give me the pictures of everything. Just how the car fit. If it's fit any different, you win the money. But he want to run your car. He want to go through the quarter, too.
Okay, yeah, that's what I need, the quarter, you know.
Yeah. So.
I'm trying like hell, man, to get used to driving a car on a foot brake, man. Listen, my hat's off to them boys that can foot brake, man. I'm a trans brake, man, and I'm just having a hell of a time trying to get this foot brake shit and time the light, man. You know,
talk to Lamont.
Huh?
Yeah. Lamont, the foot brake. Lamont,
yeah,
man,
right
there with the Duster.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, he's a foot breaker?
Yeah,
he's a foot breaker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I'm trying to learn that, man. It's been a long time.
All I can tell you is, man, just go out there and just practice. Just make six, go to the track and make 60 footers. That's the only way you get good is by practicing. That's it.
We ain't got no track close to us. We ain't got no track in New York, so it's...
Okay.
All right. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's really hard to try to figure this mess out. You give me a trans break, I'll cut motherfuckers' eyes out their head. This foot break shit, that's my downfall.
No, man. Yeah. As soon as you get listen. I'm gonna tell you right now. If your car works good on a trans brake, don't work good on foot brake.
This car ain't got no trans brake. This is a vet with the transmission in the back of the car. You know,
you put a squat and take off.
Yeah. No, you put a trans brake in the back in this fucking thing, man. You gonna be leaving a half shaft like a Honda.
Yeah. We leave all kind of shit that long. Yeah.
But you know, I like the car a lot, so I ain't. God damn, what the hell is this on TV?
I couldn't get out the bed Sunday. I was still bedridden, but boy, them boys were racing Sunday night over here. Lonnie and Chris McGee, man, they were racing on the street like crazy. One had a little Vega with a 355 small block in it. The other one was a Malibu with a 4.6 in it, small block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said, where was Drew now, boy? If I could have got out, if I'd have been out on the show when he got through with the little Corvette, I'd have to go back out there. But I ain't gonna lie to you. They're little street racers. They be racing for some good money out there. Anybody can tell you that. Yeah, they run for good money. You get $3,500,
$4,000.
On Tuesday night when it's a little warm up over here. Oh, mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Now Drew knows about that. $4,500. No problem. Every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It was guaranteed over here to be racing like that. Them jokers was
doing
it. They didn't care. I mean, they would have three or four races. I said, man. And the crazy stuff was, I'll never forget. They found somebody in the woods, I guess, you know, must have been, like a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
And about a half a mile away is where we race at. I said, man, I know y'all ain't going to go through there. They went through there, and y'all, I was like, man, y'all nuts. Ain't no way in the world. No way in the world I'd have raced. I parked my car on the expressway and ran through the woods to watch it. Because it was only one way in and one way out. I wasn't getting no tickets. They went on out there and did it, and the next thing, go back to Sam's Club. Before I know it, they talking about racing again. Golly. The only thing about this here over here, the asphalt. That's the only bad thing. So if your car ain't hooking, you're going to know about it.
Yeah.
They got a boy over here, they call him Mario. Matter of fact, what's his name? Beat him, beat him, Young Stank beat him that time. Mm-hmm. Mario car on the brake on the street. I mean, at the track.
Mm-hmm.
Mario,
the white Mustang.
Yeah, he'll tell you in a heartbeat. He don't care. he'll run anybody that want to turn around and come to that street. He don't care. That's what he take in a heartbeat. So he the king. I said, go ahead. He's got a 23-degree small block in it. That's how he like to race.
Damn.
Matter of fact, I think he might take it to the track now because he's talking about it. He don't care. He just want to race. He like racing.
Yeah.
His pops are always good on the street. I can guarantee you, if you go on the street all day long, Mario 35 and better.
Wow.
All day, the way the car sit. Yeah, all day. He don't care about racing. You bring it out there, you got a small block, he don't care. Just run him. He said, the more power you got, he said, the better. That's what he used to tell us. So he know he can get down, and he don't know if you can get down.
Yeah.
So that's about it, though. Yeah, so, well, I'm going to close out this show because if I don't take this stuff right away, I'm going to get in trouble later on tonight.
Okay, Joe, go take care of yourself.
All right, well, I'm going to close the show. Right, anybody else have anything to say before we go?
Nah, I'll talk to you fellas later.
All right.
Talk to you later, Joe. Have a good one.
All right, you guys take care and keep up doing good racing, man. Take care.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right.